They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How to get your slice of that big Equifax settlement. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. This week, the Federal Trade Commission announced a settlement with the credit reporting firm Equifax over the 2017 data breach that exposed the personal information of nearly 150 million people. Part of that settlement is a $300 million fund for people whose data was compromised. The website where victims can file a claim to get a piece of that settlement is now live. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been looking through the site this morning. And Justin, what did you find?
Well, it looks like a pretty simple website, EquifaxBreachSettlement.com, and it prompts you to select between free credit monitoring services from either Equifax or its competitors, or a $125 cash payment if you have those protections already. You can also claim any lost money or lost time spent on dealing with the breach.
And what does the site ask you to do?
Well, it prompts you to enter your name and part of your social. So I entered mine, and it said that my data was impacted. So it prompted me to click through and file my claim, and then select between the $125 or the credit monitoring. Now, a lot of consumer advocates and security experts say credit monitoring can't hurt, but it isn't the best way to keep your data secure. Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center says if you really want to prevent identity theft,
what you want to do is put a security freeze on your credit reports,
so that no one can open a new line of credit in your name. That is free to do. Congress made it free last year, and you can do it through Equifax, TransUnion, or Experian.
Justin, thanks. Now, toy maker Mattel reports their earnings later today. Hasbro reported earlier this week. This will be the first quarter where the year-over-year comparisons don't include shipments to Toys R Us, which began liquidating in March of last year. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on that.
The toy industry just hasn't replaced lost Toys R Us sales as fast as expected, says Sean McGowan, managing director at Gateway Investor Relations and a longtime toy industry analyst. But he says this should still be a pretty good year for toys, because it's going to be a good year for movies with toy potential.
Why am I alive?
You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
Toy Story 4.
Avengers, Star Wars, Frozen. These are all movies that are going to be big this year, and so there'll be a lot of AAA movies that have already stimulated demand for toys and should continue to do so through the balance of the year.
But Jackie Breyer, editorial director of the trade publication The Toy Book, says toy companies, like Mattel, are also focused on developing their own brands, so they're not so reliant on licensing intellectual property from other companies.
They're pushing to focus and place more emphasis on entertainment. They've announced multiple feature films in the works, Hot Wheels and Barbie Family Entertainment Centers. They're really trying to make it more of a well-rounded, kind of balanced portfolio.
But beyond Barbie and Hot Wheels, some of Mattel's other brands are struggling, says Linda Bolton-Weiser, who covers the toy industry for the financial services firm D.A. Davidson.
Fisher-Price is in a turnaround mode, and American Girl has been declining double digits, and that's in a turnaround mode.
But Weiser says one of the biggest challenges facing toy companies is the threat of possible tariffs on toys manufactured in China. Hasbro said earlier this week it's begun importing and warehousing more toys than planned to try and get ahead of any future tariffs. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up about a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mixed ahead of market open, with the NASDAQ and S&P down, and the Dow futures up 45 points.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
When you're a kid, your parents or other adults in your life make all the financial decisions for you. They decide if you get an allowance, how you can spend money, whether you get a savings account. But what happens when you grow up and you don't agree with their financial choices? That's a question we're asking on this week's episode of our podcast, This is Uncomfortable. We have host Rima Kreis here to tell us more. Hi, Rima.
Hey, Kimberly.
So this week, you're looking at a story where someone doesn't agree with their parents' financial choices. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we are looking at the story of this one woman. Her name is Haley. She's in her 30s. And she tells the story of growing up and getting this college fund from her grandfather before he died. And there's about $20,000 in there. And so when she's a teenager, she goes to access that money. And she finds out that her dad, who had been laid off, had spent almost every single penny. So now she had to take out student loans, and it causes this huge rift between her and her dad, even years later. And for the story, I talk with both of them, but because it's such a thorny issue, they don't even want to talk about it in the same room together.
That sounds really messy and
it is.
Yeah, and uncomfortable. But I guess that's the whole idea behind the podcast, about how money influences so much of our lives, but it's not something people actually want to talk about. What have you learned so far in this process doing this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, people do not want to talk about it. They feel weird about it. And I think that's because, you know, talking about money often means confronting really heavy ideas like access, opportunity, disparity, privilege, you know, all those fun topics. And also all the feelings that come with those ideas, right? Like envy or guilt. And so I think that's what I've learned, that sometimes it's actually not so much about the money that people are fighting about or stressing over. It's really about what it represents and how it makes us feel about ourselves and our place in society.
So back to your story this week, how big a deal is it that this young woman is going to have to bear the brunt of graduating with student debt?
Yeah, well, we know, right, that student loans often impact the choices that people make later in life. There was this one survey that actually looked at 7,000 people with student loans, and it found that 65% of them reported having a student loan bill higher than a food budget, and that about a quarter said that because of student loans, they delayed having kids. Also, according to the Fed, big surprise here, student loans are impacting how likely it is for people to own homes. So if you look at between 2005 and 2014, the home ownership rate for millennials fell almost 10 percentage points. And a big reason for that was student debt.
Marketplace's Rima Kreis, host of our podcast, This is Uncomfortable. Thanks, Rima.
Thanks so much, Kimberly.
In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.